The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
What the fuck is going on?
So much internalized fat phobia, self-objectification and racism and all of the things.
Shut up.
Misogyny.
Holy shit.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 28 and Ocho of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevecast, and Slaycast in that realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, Beaches, Booshes, Bustas, Hustles, and Yahoos? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all hell. You Beaches.
The fucking Catalina wine mix.
All right, fam, welcome to the show. Good evening. It is a Saturday evening, January the 13th, and we are fresh off an amazing workout in the Swole Hole. I just had a great workout earlier today, a couple hours ago, did a nice sauna. I sunned my nips. I roasted my nips. I burned my tits almost completely off in the sauna. It was fantastic. We do also have a special guest here today. We got the goat herself. It's fucking Papa Swolio. I don't know if you can see her on the camera. She's just off the camera. We'll have to bring her up. But I got Papa Swolio sleeping down here. So she's going to do a feature. She's going to do a feature probably at the end of the show. Remind me, hopefully I don't step on her because she doesn't want to lay in her bed. She wants to lay right here behind me. All right. No complaints. The goat is here. The goat's here. We also have, of course, Church and the Tainty Man. As you just saw the Tainty Man, we have the Church here. So drop in the comments down below. What are you smashing today? We're going to have a great show. We still got some specials going on over at SwoleNormousX.com. If you haven't yet joined the fam, do so, because we have, again, awesome specials. And you can start one of our world famous programs today. You don't have to wait until 2025 to make more bullshit excuses. You can just start right now and you can do the 90-day dash. You could do Scorched Earth. You could do Swole Season. You could do Maximum Swole. Swole Mastery. Check them out. You could get started with some yoga classes. We got over 330 yoga classes. And of course, we drop new stuff every week. So check it out. SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today. And of course, today I am rocking some awesome merch. We still have 20% off over at PapaSwolio.com. I am rocking the Swolvada Kedavra shirt. Swolvada Kedavra. Look at that. If you're a Harry Potter fan, this is the... these are the details that you want. You see the way? See the way I'm holding the wand? It's textbook. So if you're a Harry Potter fan, you could check out the Harry Squatter merch. You could check out the Dobby Never Skips Leg Day. You could check out the Swolvada Kedavra. We also do have I Am Lord Swoldemort and the like. So go and check it out. 20% off everything over at papaswolio.com. We also have the new Super Swole Bros shirt, which is awesome. All right, that's all the shameless plugs, letting you guys know, reminding you that we got some new merch over there and the new releases. We'll have some awesome new stuff this coming Monday. Looking forward to it. And this day after tomorrow, it's going to be awesome. So more, we got more, always putting out more, always putting out more. Okay, let's get into the show. Drop in the comments what you smashed today. Let's summon the Falcon and you're going to love the look of this swole card. It's a doozy. It's fantastic. Falcon. Yes, sir. We got the Swole Slug card. Oh, look, we got Pup on the camera. We got the goat. She's, you know, she's off the screen already. You know what she's like? She's like a Sasquatch. She's like one of those mythical creatures that you can never quite get them on camera. It's a blur. She's just by. Was that a dog? Was that Pup a Swolio? Did we actually see what we thought we saw? Oh, now she's in her bed. I wish I could pan the camera. I wish I could pan the camera. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use Churchy's cam. And let's see if we can get. Let's see if we could see the goat. And there's the goat. And there she is. I can't hit the button for the applause. Say hi, baby girl. And the tainty man. Say hi, mama. Yeah, she says hi. There she is. Oh, it's the goat. It's the goat. All right. Let's, get this back. Swole slut. There she is. There she is. The goat herself. All right. So we're kind of embellishing today. Nice, easy, chill start to the show. It's a rare occasion. It's a rare occasion seeing a Papa Swole. Anyway, hashtag Swole Slut. Drop that in the comments. SSS, hashtag SSS at Swole Slut Saturday. And now let's get right into that tip. We got a great show. Let's not waste a moment longer. But Papa Swole in the fucking house. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, let's get into it. We have our first Swole Fam post from Janine today. We got three N's. 3N Janine. It's a 3N. It's a triple.
What's in the box?
It's a triple. Okay, let's get into Janine's post. Hi to my new fam. I'm 61 and I've been going to the fucking gym for most of my adult life. It's always been part of the routine one way or another. The last year, however, has been rough due to medical reasons, and I have had a really hard time getting my act together. I was considering a trainer, but thankfully came across Papa. You are the answer to my prayers. Your programs and instructional videos are probably the best I've come across, and what's key is that I can do them at home in my little gym or at the fucking gym. I finally feel like I can start to make positive changes with your guidance. I started the 90-day dash, and I am excited every day to get to the next workout. Thanks, Papa. Keep doing what you do. Aww. That's fucking dope. That's dope. Thank you, Janine. I really appreciate that. That's really nice. That's really nice of you to say, and I'm really stoked to have you part of the Swole Fam. Does anyone know if Janine, are you watching live or is Janine in the Telegram chats? So hopefully Janine, this is posted on the discussion boards on X, but make sure that you join all the groups in the Telegram chat. And if not, introduce yourself, but maybe you can add or shout out, or we can get Janine even fuller and more deeply activated. Thank you for being a part of the Swole Fam, and you are a wonderful new addition. Super stoked to have you with us. Sounds like you're already crushing it. She joined. And this is one of the biggest things that I always like to focus on is when you join, it's great. You're investing. You're investing in yourself. You're investing in the potential for yourself. You're investing in me and the rest of the Swole Fam. When you join, when you become a member, you become not just a financial part of it, of making it stronger and adding to the depth of it, but you are also giving yourself the opportunity to get started. You haven't started yet. That's the first step, is joining the Swole Fam. But once you've joined, what do you do after? And of course, there are people that have joined the Swole Fam and then never actually started. I can't force you to join the Telegram chat and the Facebook group or post online. I can't force you to come and check out the podcast and be there for the roundtables. The accountability means I can't force you to do any of those things. You still have to log in. You still have to plug in and do it. So when you sign up, you get the emails, you know, letting you know, hey, here are your links. Just a reminder, join these groups, check it out. Here's how to get started. We have the Get Started series when you join. But, you know, it doesn't matter. You still have to do it. You still have to put in the work. And a lot of you, some of you probably, and you could drop in the comments too, you might have joined the Swole Fam and took you a month or two to get started. Some people just kind of join, chat a little bit and think and kick it around. I know that's a long-winded way, but a lot of people join, but then they don't take action. They think that by taking out their credit card or something like that, that that's going to get you the results. That's not how this game works. That gets you access to everything in the unlimited content inside Swarmus X, but it still doesn't get you to do it. Cerny said 1 week for me. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you join. It doesn't mean you're necessarily literally starting that same day. But again, it just reiterates. It's not about joining. It's about joining and then jumping right into it. I'm just proud of Janine. I love reading a post where someone is a new member. I just sent her a Swole text and I welcomed her to the fam like a couple days ago when she joined. But to have already started the program, it's great. It's fantastic. It's refreshing because that's when you should be starting, because then it's, you know, you want to hit the ground running. You know, because it's an impulse. It's that emotion. It's like, I need to fucking do this. And you sign up and you pay. Great. I did it. No, you didn't do it. You didn't do it. Right? Yes, you had to do that part first, but you're just getting, like, that just gives you, you open the door. You still got to come in and start cooking your meal. You know what I'm saying? You still got to come in, and that just got you past the ropes, the velvet ropes or the ribbon. All right. And then we, this is just making me laugh for so many reasons. I love it's. All right. This post is from Sean. It's a great picture, but I think it's the angle too. It's the angle. It's kind of his facial expression. It's the shirt he's wearing. It's just how simple the post is. It just says crushing upper body tonight, but you'll see. I'll post in this. This is crushing upper body tonight, but we'll zoom in a second. It's the shirt. It's like the angle. He's just kind of like, yeah, it almost looks like he kind of went like, little angled selfie. It says fuck carrots on his shirt. Oh my God. Like, I'll zoom in so you can see his face, right? He's kind of like doing the rock. And it's just a sideways angle. Fuck carrots. I love it. Good stuff, Sean. Great shirt rocking. And this was P3S8. That's P3S8. That was P3S8. That reminds me, those of you that are waiting for outstanding Swole cards, signature Swole cards and others, a lot of cards just went out. They should be on their way. Mail's been slow recently, I've been told, but you're getting cards. So cards are out. So that just reminded me because he had P3S8 on. Okay, let's get into email response. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com and sign up for the email list today and take a moment. If you're listening to the show, take a moment on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It helps tremendously. Please leave us a 5-star review. If you enjoy the show, we're here every single day to help you make sick fucking gains. And of course, live on Rumble, The Daily Swole on Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Subscribe, hit the thumbs up button. If you're watching right now live, make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Even if you're watching later, hit the thumbs up button. Even if you listen on Spotify or something, open up Rumble and go and hit that thumbs up and drop a comment. It helps a lot. And I'd love to read the comments and answer questions. If you have questions, you could submit them there too. And it helps. It's kind of like a snowball thing. If the more people that comment, I know you're in the live chat, it's different than a comment on the video after a live. But if you go to the comment section and leave a comment, even if you were here for the live stream and this and the other, it just helps. Other people see people leaving comments. You know, there's a few comments. People tend to leave more comments. It's like a snowball. So we're trying to grow the Rumble page. We're only streaming here, so it helps a lot. Okay, makeemailswolligan.com. Sign up for the email list and do all those things. Leave a review. Helps a lot. Appreciate it. Let's get into the response to But It's the Weekend email. First one's from Andrew. And Andrew says, Papa Swolio, don't think of it as the weekend, but the week start. These 2 days a week are your warm-up, practice, and prep work. Do these, the pillars, Saturday and Sunday, when you don't have the same time stress, so you can perform them all week without hesitation. Very good. Thank you for sharing, Andrew. And Mike said, Papa Swolio, weekends are the time that I use to maintain consistency. I don't crush the pillars. I continue them as I would any other day. I do my food shopping, finish up my last two training days of the week. Sunday is a recovery day, and I spend time prepping myself for the coming week. I always keep consistency top of mind. Helps me to get through the weekend. Hope that made sense. Keep giving great advice. Well, thank you, Mike. That's actually great advice yourself. That's really good advice. And I like, this is the same concept that I want you to take even to your training. So say, hey, what do I do on the weekends? Yeah, but Papa Swolio, I do this Monday through Friday. What should I do on the weekends? What do you mean? People act like the weekend, you go into this twilight, time warp, different reality, go into a different dimension or something on the weekends, right? Do you go into a different reality, a different dimension on the weekends? Oh, it's the weekend. Oh, everything's different. Everything's different. The sun looks different. No, gravity's different. It's the same fucking thing. What's the difference between Saturday and Sunday than Friday or Tuesday or Monday? There's really no difference. This is psychological. So do the same thing you would normally do. But my weekends are so different. No, they're not. They're not. They're not. But you're home and you have family there. Like, okay, fine. Just organize your time. We all have the same 24 hours. Some people do it. Some people don't. Do it. It's just another day. And if anything, you have more time. And this is what I'm always saying. If anything, you have more time to spend in the gym, do more mobility, do a yoga class. You actually have more time, prep your meals. That's great. You have time to enjoy things a little bit more. Not that you have to spend more time. Not that more time is better, but you could do some things that you normally wouldn't do during the week. Maybe you have a couple sessions. Maybe there's certain body parts where you like certain pieces of equipment, or they tend to take you a little bit longer or whatever. It's more fatiguing, like a leg workout, like leg day. Maybe Saturday or Sunday is your leg day because you can go to the gym. You have plenty of time. You can actually rest longer between sets. I don't know. It's just, or whatever. Prep, go for a walk, do something. Do something with Joe Life. Do something with Joe Life. All right. Hashtag Swole Sled. Drop that in the comments, fam. We are going into some knowledge cock. Take a nice deep breath and a little deeper. We're getting there. We're getting there. Feel that? Push. Fucking bumping. All right. If you got a live question, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. If you want to call into the show, go to askpapaswolio.com. A lot of you can go and do that. Askpapaswolio.com. If you want to call into the show, you are welcome to do so any day, anytime, and we'll feature you in an upcoming episode. All right. So askpapaswolio.com. We got one from Navarro. Navarro. Here we go. Navarro.
What's in the box?
Navarro. Mora Fabian. All right, Papa Swolio, how can I lose my belly? Any practical tips for belly fat? Yeah, stop eating garbage. Stop eating garbage. You're getting a Matt Damon because you asked a Matt Damon question. How can I lose my belly? You can stop eating garbage. Get yourself some meat. Go hardcore animal-based or carnivore. Lift heavy fucking weights. Get better sleep. That's very, very important. And begin to learn about all the toxins in your environment and start getting rid of them. Plastics, get rid of polyester, underwear and undergarments, you know, right on your ball sack. Get rid of all the fragrances and colognes and shit that has phthalates and parabens and heavy metals in them. Start making positive changes. And it'll take time, but it'll happen for you. Lifting heavy weights, getting sleep, being more active, it all matters. And mostly the training and getting your sleep and your food under order. Thank you, Lacey. I appreciate it. Lacey in the Telegram chat says, Papa, just wanted to tell you again, this community you have created is just the best. So far, I've been able to meet Pedro, Matt, Riley, and TCAP. It's been amazing to chat and meet up with like-minded people. So many amazing habits have been created thanks to you and the fam.
Aww.
That's super awesome. I love it. I love it. Thanks for sharing, Lacey. Swole Fam is the best. Swole Fam is the best. Swole Fam is the greatest. We have another question here from Guillermo Arturong. We love having you part of the Swole Fam, Lacey. You're awesome. All right. Guillermo Muarturong. Papa Swole, do you really have to brush your hair 1,000 times per year? Are you asking, do I have to brush my hair? Like, is every brush count as one, or do you mean 3 times a day or something like that, which is ridiculous? Are you asking, do I do that because you think I do that, or as someone with long hair, you have to do that? I never brush my fucking hair. I did a little while ago because when I showered after my workout, I decided to actually shampoo and rinse, and then it was just a fucking mess. So conditioner, I was like pulling the hair apart and brushing it through. But it's been like 2 weeks. I don't brush my hair. I always forget, and I just don't care. So you definitely don't, and I definitely don't, if that answers your question. I do hair brushing fasting. I fast when it comes to my hair brushing. Daniel Smith, 1992, is intermittent fisting. I said intermittent fisting.
We choose truth over facts.
He's heating up.
Intermittent fisting is... is intermittent fasting bad if you still hit your macro target for the day? Why is that in my folder? Because we answered that stupid ass question already. All right. It must've been just a copy. All right. Anyway, it got that funny joke out of it. TCAP says it sounds like a pain in the ass. Ha, didn't. Hey. All right, Kevin VO1. Papa Solia, why can't my also swole friend get any girls? I don't know what you're trying to ask me here. Why can't my also swole friend get any girls? Are you saying you don't get girls either and your friend also doesn't? Or your swole friend can't get any girls and you're curious as to how come he can't get girls because he's swole? Does he think he's swole? If you call yourself swole, then, I mean, I am Papa Swoleo, but that's because I say so. But chances are you're not swole. And being swole has nothing to do with getting girls. I think it should, but usually guys are more into some dude that has muscles than girls. Girls like muscles. Some girls like muscles. And a lot of women say they don't, but they do. They do. They want a strong, muscular man. Maybe they don't want a pro bodybuilder, but that's different. Unless they're on birth control, and then they probably want a sensitive little soy boy. So anyway, where was I? It's probably because his personality ain't swole. Maybe he likes you. Yeah, maybe he likes butt sex with dudes. Possible. Hey, I'm just saying. All right, Carrie Seward. Papa Swolio, advice on joint health. And Loretta said that too, not just me. Loretta says maybe he's into you, not girls. Advice on joint health. Yep. Do mobility, practice yoga, take your joints and build strength through a full range of motion. Eat quality food, get rid of inflammatory foods. They're going to trigger autoimmune responses and inflammation in your joints, like gluten and processed sugars and vegetable oils and seed oils. You know, some people are more sensitive than others, but it'll fuck you up eating garbage. Get quality sleep, all that good stuff. Lifting heavy weights, all of it's excellent. All right, real space shuttle door gun or Papa Soleil, what are some things you make at home that you could just buy off the shelf? I've started rendering lard, tallow, and making my own butter. I got tired of being poisoned. What are some things that I make at home that I could just buy off the shelf? I don't know. What do you mean? We buy a lot of things. You mean, do we just make our own products? I use just baking soda to brush my teeth. We'll use white vinegar and stuff doing laundry, but we still buy a detergent. We just buy it's just essential oils. Yeah, you can make bone broth. We also buy bone broth too. Sometimes we want it and we don't want to make it. I haven't made bone broth in a little bit. We have so many bones, but we found a company that we like. We've been buying it from there, and it's easy to have it ready, and we don't have to have tons because we didn't really have the space to freeze all the broth containers, because I've all the freezer and like fridge space is taken with colostrum and beef and dairy and stuff already. Anyway, okay, next question. RyeGuy44, Papa Soyo, what type of... Jesus Christ. I didn't even see this question. What type of laundry detergent do you use? Sheesh. Wow. We're just talking about that. I have to look and see what the company is. The company that we get, it's a powder. I don't want to say the wrong... Let me see. Let me look it up on my Amazon really quick. Let me just type in laundry. That way I can give you... We use... It's called Molly's Suds. And then we use these 100% organic wool dryer balls. And you can put essential oils on them. So we use white vinegar, Molly's Suds. And what you can also do, like I said, because we don't use the dryer sheets, we use the wool ball. So it's 100% wool. It's just a ball. And you can actually put drops of whatever essential oil you like. You put lemon on it. You can put peppermint or whatever, and it'll dry your clothes. So white vinegar in that, depending. Vinegar's great. Cerny says, I can't believe baking soda isn't rough on your tooth enamel. Always thought it wasn't good to use. I just use a little bit. I don't use it every day either. Sometimes I just brush plain. But I went to the dentist like last week. And every time I go, since I started just brushing with baking, you know, they say, well, careful with the baking soda. It might, you know, irritate. If you have any irritation, pull back. Every time I go, they just say my teeth are great or the same. Like, great, keep doing what you're doing. And what I do is I use baking soda and I use coconut oil afterwards when I floss. And I eat quality food. That's what I do. You should know. That's what I do. They keep saying, just keep on doing the same stuff. So I said, okay. I shall. My teeth feel great. Plus a lot of raw dairy. A lot of raw dairy, organ meat. Like, raw dairy is just great for your teeth. Lucy AI. How the motivation? Is this an AI? Lucy AI. Is this an AI messaging me? How the motivation works? How to find it and go to the F gym regularly? Is this Skynet asking me how to make sick fucking gains? Shh. Wow. How the motivation works? It doesn't. You're not going to find it. Go to the fucking gym because it's time to make fucking gains. Go. And if you don't feel like it, go because you don't feel like it. Don't look for motivation. You're not going to get it. Go and do it. Stop being a bitch. Alessoto, 777. Papa Sawyer, do you go running? If you do, how much do you run? I don't. I'll do sprints and I'll do sled work and stuff in the backyard, but I don't go running long distance. I've done a lot of that stuff before, especially with combination with lifting. It's not necessary long distance running. I do like more sprints and interval stuff. I like my VersaClimber. I like sled work. I like sprints and kettlebell stuff for cardio. No. I'm not going to do long distance stuff. If anything, I'll do short sprint stuff. JM Reynolds, Papa Solio, which do you prefer for steaks? Beef tallow or butter? Both. Use both. I use both. I bring a cast iron to smoking, put some beef tallow on it, sear the edges and each side of the steaks, take it off, dump the tallow, and then I put grass-fed, actually it was raw, pure raw butter in there, medium, a little bit above medium heat, and then I'll baste and, you know, cook the steaks again longer, but I'm flipping and I'm basting in butter. So both. All right, last question. That's it. All right, we got one more. Lacey in the Telegram chat. Do you ramp up on anything nutritionally if you start to get sick, i.e. zinc, vitamin C? No. If I did start to feel a little bit, I usually know what it is. It's going to be like more magnesium and electrolytes. I usually know exactly what it is, so I know how to stop it, or I know, oh, I have this, or if I didn't get good sleep last night, or if I, because I don't get coffee headaches. I don't get headaches in the morning until I have coffee or anything like that. I went several days without it. I usually wait a couple hours, so I don't really get a boost. I don't get a hardcore boost, and I don't get a crash. But I don't really get sick. I don't really get sick. But if I do, it would be for like a day. But I would just personally eat. Here's what I've always done is like we'll take out bacon. If I felt like sick, I would take out bacon, have like cigars and eat bacon. Yeah. Usually there's the bacon. If I ever in the past felt like down, I would just make a whole pack of bacon. But I also eat liver. Now I'll do like liver, magnesium. I would do liver, magnesium. What else do I do now? Yeah, and tons of salt and electrolytes. And I would get sun. If it was sunny outside, I would just go out in the sun, make sure I was getting a lot of sunlight. Bone broth is great if you get sick. And I'm not saying that to brag or this. I'm trying to think. When I get sick, I usually know, okay, we ate some blueberries last night that maybe had some mold on it. But it'll be like you throw it up or you have diarrhea and then it's over. Sometimes if I had like a headache or something, it could be because I was maybe dehydrated a little bit. So I'll drink some salt and magnesium and then it'll go away. Yeah, I just rarely, I've been like that for most of my life. I would rarely get sick, but even more so now. It just doesn't really happen. I would just go all in on the stuff I normally do, but more with like the organs and broth, and I would just ramp that up. That's what I'm saying. If you're eating raw dairy, I'm having kefir all the time, colostrum, we're having liver, bone marrow and heart, drinking broth. I might have mentioned broth already, but beef and butter and tallow and steak, and I'm getting sun, and I got fucking ridiculous amounts of nutrients in my body. And it's really, for me, it's been sleep is the unlock. Since if I don't get a good night's sleep, a lot of things will go downhill. Or I'll notice my skin, you know, in the few days following, if I don't get a good night's sleep. But if I focus on getting a lot of sleep every night and I try to get as much sleep as possible, I feel great. My skin's clear. I have more energy, obviously. But it's also about when you go to sleep and your consistency of your sleep and the depth of your sleep. But if I'm getting good sleep, oof, things are awesome. But I notice when I don't get good sleep, and it has like this kind of whip effect. It's not necessarily the next day. It could be a couple days later. You know, it can happen. You could have like some downsides. Let's get this camera over a little bit on the churchy. Cute baby girl. All right. Hashtag Swole Slut for a chance to win today's Swole card. We're going balls deep. Take a nice deep breath and we're going in. Breathe out.
That's deep.
Wow. That was impressive.
Because Dickens?
That was impressive. You guys, you can hang. You can handle it. All right, shitpost time. Let's see what we got. We got a couple of videos. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. All right, 1, 2, or 3. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? 1, 2, or 3. Don't be shy. Give that number to me. Is it going to be 1, 2, or 3? Let's go with Lacey from the Telegram chat. Lacey to the main stage. Lacey to the main stage. Lacey says, number 3.
What's in the box?
This one's called Weight Loss Ads. To the corner with thee.
Diet ads are going absolutely the way diet ads are going absolutely bananas right now is just like
bananas.
Like, girl, I had to pull over because I just felt the need to talk about this.
Yeah, it's very important. Do you have a job that you're going to? I pulled over to record this video because I just felt like I had to talk about this. Right now, when I'm driving a motor vehicle, I'm driving somewhere, supposedly somewhere important that I need to be, because otherwise, why would I be driving? I had to pull over the car and record this video. Just had to. Like, girl.
I was starting a podcast and it starts with an ad. It's like, blah, blah. And I hear weight loss and I'm like, and I start fast forwarding. And the next thing I hear is just part of it. And this girl says, I'm excited to step on the scale now. Like, what? I've never in any situation heard anybody say, I'm excited to step on the scale.
I guarantee that for those people that are working hard, whether you're trying to gain weight or lose weight, you look forward to it because you want to see the outcome of your hard work. Now, of course, it only gives you one perspective. It's not the be all end all, right? You're putting on muscle. You might not lose as much weight. It's body fat percentage or gaining weight. But I look forward to stepping on the scale whenever I was because I was trying to make sure I was getting enough calories. So when the weight's going up slowly, that's a good sign that you're getting in enough. You're getting in a surplus and hopefully you're putting on muscle base and you're training, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, it's hard to eat the exact right amount without going too far over. You're going to put on some fat. If you're trying to put on size, you want to eat more. It's better to eat a little bit too much than too little, right? You want to make sure you have enough. So, I mean, I used to look forward to it. I might weigh myself later just for fun. I don't really care too much. I'll be like, I look forward to it. Why not? Some people actually do look forward to it because they know they're getting results. They know they're putting in the hard work and they're looking forward to seeing what the outcome is. But anyway, the scale fears this thing. The scale fears this one.
Absolutely don't think that is a healthy mindset to have, period, about a scale. Like, if anything, weight should be like a neutral thing. Like, it's baffles not. Me. It just blows my mind the way that this stuff is just like rampant now and just coming back. So
what?
I'm it's just trying to hang back? In there. Like, it's okay to exist as you are. Goodness.
It's what does that mean? It's okay to exist as you are. You do realize everyone's existing as they are. I'm existing as I am right now. Wherever you are right now, that's how you're existing. That's a retarded thing to say. It's okay. Why, thank you. The universe doesn't give a fuck if you think it's okay. Are you allowed to exist? Well, you are. Just some of us are existing in a healthier situation because we take care of our bodies. And some people are living in denial, an alternate universe where everything revolves around them and they hate themselves and you're trying to project their self-hatred into the world. It's everyone else's fault but me. Bet she wasn't coming back from the gym. All right, pick a number, 1 or 2. 1 or 2.
What's 1 or 2.
Lacey, how's the corner? How's the weather over there? How's the weather over there in that corner? Has anyone got the angle of that corner yet? Has anyone gotten that data back? Is it acute or is it obtuse? Standing on the... Lacey says she's standing on the scale in the corner. All right, let's do Brennan 8. Brennan 8, number 1. Brennan.
What's in the box?
Brennan, number 1. This one's called Gender Fluid. Fuck my face.
I want to try to define my gender, but it's really hard in 60 seconds, so I'm going to talk really fast. I'm gender fluid, and here's how...
God damn it. God fucking damn it. This is going to be painful. Oh, man. This looks like as if Ellen DeGeneres and Keith Olbermann had a baby. All right. Brennan, say hi to Lacey for me. Okay, here we go.
60 seconds, so I'm going to talk really fast. I'm gender fluid, and here's how that works for me. Most of the time, I'm one of two, like, modes or mindsets. Most of the time, I am this weird amalgamation of, like, genders and vibes and essence and just being that I literally cannot define. I don't know. You're just going to have to take my word for it. It's like the universe. It's, like, ever-flowing. There's, like, sparkles, and it's just like it changes over time and it moves through each other, and it's never one thing. And then other, like, majority of the time I'm just a void, like there's nothing there.
That's it.
There's just an absence, and I don't know how else to describe it. So either
you just described it. The 41 seconds so far describes your void perfectly. Nailed it. You are a void. Got that fucking right.
Thing or nothing. Those are the two that I'm usually in. But then every once in a while, and I don't know where it comes from, but I'll just be thrust back into a binary. I'll just be sitting there chilling, enjoying my life, and then all of a sudden I'm a man? Like, who asked? Or a woman? Since when? I want to try to define...
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay. All right. Just a wee little bit of brain damage, lassie. Just a wee bit.
The Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
Oh my God. No one knows what just happened. What the fuck was that? What the actual flagrant fuck was that? That's not fair. That's not something we need to have on this planet. Now, I'm not wishing this void any ill will, but I'm upset because the void hath caused me some brain damage. I have lost brain cells and myelin sheath as a result of your retardation, and I want it back. I want that time back. All right. An older item named gender fluid already exists in this location. Do you want to replace it with the newer one you're moving? No, keep them both, because I like to edge. All right, this one is titled Kettlebell Swings. I think we're gonna bring this one home.
What's in the box?
Kettlebell Swings. What we got here?
Wait for the 4-month transformation.
She's swinging a water jug. Okay, first, I'm going to say, I got two things to say. One's nice. They're both she's swinging a water bottle. The next one, she's swinging a kettlebell. I will say, okay, good for her. She's progressing. She looks a lot better. She looks like she lost body fat and stuff. Learn how to swing a kettlebell, because that's, your form's garbage. Garbage. But I do want to give her big congratulations, because going from that water jug to that is a big improvement. And you can tell she looks like she lost, you know, a significant amount of fat too. So she's making big progress, but I definitely learned, like, take a certification course, like in Russell kettlebell, like it will change your life. It will change your life learning how to swing a kettlebell properly. And by the way, you'll progress a lot quicker. Kettlebell is very important. Very important to have form. It's just awful form. Using your legs, you look like a limp piece of spaghetti. There's no coordination. There's no packing. It's not good. You will hurt yourself. And you're causing a lot of stress in your body, and you're not getting the results that you could be getting. So that's my point. Anyway, that's great improvement. If you're watching this, you're not. Progress by Paige. Learning how to swing a kettlebell will change your life. And the next progress video it'll blow people's fucking nips off. So good for you. Keep going, but definitely learn how to do proper. Don't do that American kettlebell CrossFit bullshit where you're swinging over your fucking head. Learn like Russian kettlebell swinging. Like watch that, like the series Old School with Pavel. Do like the Russian kettlebell. What was it? Enter the kettlebell or something like that. It's on YouTube. That's a great place to start. Let's see. Where were we? Okay. Good job, Paige. But that hurts me to watch. It just hurts. It hurts me to watch for that reason. Okay. Let's get the swole card and then we'll do a throwback, right? Swole card and then throwback time. Here we go. Falcon, please. Falcon, thank you. Okay. All right. Yeah, I heard you. Yeah, yes, yes, we know. Jesus Christ, Falcon Bird. Swole Sled Saturday, everyone. Swole card. Scroll. One more time. I landed. I missed. And we do have a winner. Okay, we got one. Falcon. I'm trying to take the screenshot because I can't just click the things anymore. Bernard to the main stage. Bernard, congratulations. Send us an email to support. I don't want to hit the music again. support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2808 in the subject. Your mailing address in the body of the email. Thank you, Falcon. Appreciate you. We'll do a throwback in just a few moments. Congratulations, Bernard Jayski. Bernardski. Drop it in the chat. Where's Papa? Where's the goat? She's just off to the side of the tainted man. She's sleeping though. Oh, I don't want to wake her up. There she is. There's the Tanty boy. Baby girl. Hey, sweetie. Hey, goat. We're gonna have to get you on the show. All right, let's get the goat up here now that she's awake. I got her.
Papa's folio.
Take it out. Hold on. Hold on. No hands. Coast to coast. All right. We got the puppa. We got the Tainty Man is up. The Tainty Man's up too. I'm just going to hold her. She's looking good. Everyone always asks, right? How old she is? She's 19. She's 19. 18 or 19. We're not sure. Yeah, you're a good girl. Okay. Yeah, she's 18 or... She's 18 or 19. And, yeah, she runs around. She goes outside. She runs around the yard and stuff. She's still going. Last time we brought her to the vet, like last year or 6 months ago, something like that, the vet was checking her out. They're like, aside from like maybe a little bit of arthritis in her back leg, like a little bit, like she's fine. She's been doing good. She's like right behind my chair. All right, we got a throwback time. Throwback. All right, throwback. Rufus is licking. Baby girl, what you doing? What you doing, mama? So everyone's up. Everyone's up. There's a lot of action. A lot of action down here. Tainty Man's awake. Papa Swolio's walking around. Baby girl. Hey. The greatest show on earth. Yeah, she wants the fuck out big time. She's looking for food. She's very slick. She's very slick. She goes around the camera. All right, let's do this throwback. Here we go. Throwback time.
What's in the box?
It was a great taint shot. Yeah, it's complete. Let's see. Throwback. Oh, I remember this one. The text on the screen was, what a dietitian orders from McDonald's.
Nothing.
Fuck your degrees. Fuck this nonsense. Most of these people have no fucking idea where their asshole is.
Guys are a hash brown and want to call it a day, but we got a long day ahead of us, so I definitely feel like I need some decent fuel to get me through the day.
Cool. If you're going to fuel up your car, like, let me just shove horse manure inside it. Just some whiskey. Let me just put some garbage into the fucking gas tank. I need some decent fuel. Let me go to McDonald's. Said no one ever.
Hi, can I get a regular egg McMuffin, a pack of apple slices?
I don't have any fruit.
Oh,
they don't have.
What a surprise.
And then I'll get a small cappuccino with milk and a hash brown.
Gross. What a clown. What a fucking clown. All right, fam. Thank you so much for being here. Cranking up the hog. We got Papa Swolio and the Tainted Matter both by my feet. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for Ask Papa Swolio Live. We're just taking questions tomorrow. So if you want your questions to be answered, be there for tomorrow, 2809. And if you're a member, you'll get a swole text and an alert and Telegram and such like that. So you know exactly when we're going live. But if you want to call into the show and you can't make it live tomorrow, I get it. It's Sunday. Maybe you're busy. Go to askpapaswolio.com and call into the show. Leave me a message and we'll feature you in tomorrow's episode or an upcoming episode. It depends on what time we get it. And you can listen in later and get your answer to your question. Go to askpapaswolio.com. Thanks for being here. Check out all the links down below for memberships, SwolenArmistX.com and papaswolio.com for the merch. and check out all the savings over there and join the fam today. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swolio, out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zams. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like.
Then y'all found that.